Welcome to episode 11 of Confessions of a Casting Director, where you will hear advice, wisdom, and true stories from inside the audition room. I'm your podcast host, Jen Rudin. So I am shifting my bi-weekly episodes of this podcast to weekly for the next few weeks as we continue to monitor the rapidly evolving situation with updates from the World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and other world health sites. We are all doing our best to responsibly communicate and follow global guidelines, which includes social distancing. So what better way to social distance ourselves than to create more podcast episodes for all of you? Today's bonus episode features yesterday's online parent coaching session, which was a Zoom session for free attended by over 50 parents and young actors all over the country. If you couldn't Zoom in yesterday on Monday, March 16th, 2020, I have edited the chat and my presentation to everybody to today's podcast episode. I've also included a quick little tips and tricks section at the beginning of this episode about WFH, working from home, which I've actually been doing successfully since 2009. If you couldn't Zoom with us yesterday, please enjoy the recap here and please stay healthy and safe. Hi, everybody. So before we get to the episode today, I did just want to talk a little bit about WFH, work from home, because now everybody is working from home, at least for the foreseeable future, or at least the next couple of weeks. So I've actually been working from home for the past 10 years. When I left my job at the Walt Disney Company in August of 2009, I literally started working at home that afternoon or the next day. And what I have learned in the past 10 plus years about working from home. So first of all, the first challenge is, are other people home with you? And right now, during this time, yes, many of you have spouses at home, children at home, babies at home, little kids at home, teenagers at home, college students, or post-college living with you. So the hardest thing, I think, is to just separate yourself to make a work time and a work area. So when I was a child back in the 1980s, my mother worked from home and she was writing books and articles. And she had a screen that she put in our dining room. And if you went behind the screen, there was the typing table, which then, of course, housed the K-Pro 2 word processor. Shout out to anybody who remembers those. And she was working. And so she had to have that screen up because if she didn't, we would just run in and expect that she would pay attention to us. And so she used the screen in our dining room for quite a long time. At some point, she took over the back bedroom by the kitchen, moved my sister back into my bedroom. My sister Eve and I were not happy about this. And she took over that room off the kitchen to have an actual office. And it really helped because she could close the door. She also suffered from some insomnia. So she would wake up at 4 a.m. and she would go and work in the small room off the kitchen and not bother anybody. That was her room. That was her office. And until my parents sold our beautiful childhood apartment on 82nd Street on the Upper East Side, that was still where she was working. That's where I used to work when I was living at home after college. And oftentimes my father would be in there too. So sometimes we would be sharing the space. So I think it's really important to figure out your space. I've lived in some tiny apartments with people where there was no desk, there was no window, there was no designated area where I could work. And oftentimes I was working with my laptop on the couch or my bed. I don't advise that if you have other options, because for me, it's really important to go sit someplace. I used to carry my laptop around and move it around and sit at the table and sit on the couch, sit on the bed, sit on the floor. But then when I got my book deal to write Confessions of a Casting Director, I decided I really needed a designated desk. My very dear friend, Lori Shapiro, and her family gifted me a beautiful desk from Pottery Barn that I still use today. And that became my desk. And once I had a desk where I had a place to sit, a place where things could go, a place where my computer could live, I suddenly felt just a little bit more organized. So I think being able to find and carve out a little space for yourself and negotiate with your spouse, your roommates, your kids, where that space is going to be is going to help you feel a lot less crazed and scattered and feel a little bit more grounded. If you can go into a room where you can close the door, I think that's great because some people don't like it when you use your loud speaking voice. I've been told many times to lower my voice or something. So if you can close a door, that's fantastic. If you can't close a door, then try headphones or lowering your voice or letting everybody around you know when you are going to get on a call. Okay, so finding a space. Making a schedule. This is really tough, especially now because we're all so distracted and we could very easily sit and watch the news or scroll through the news or be on Facebook and watch people posting stuff or be on Twitter to find out what the latest is with this very scary virus. But making a schedule is incredibly important. The same way that you had a schedule at the office where you had different meetings that you were going to every day, try to make that schedule for yourself now. Because I've been working from home for so long, I sort of know what my best time of day is. And for me, I'm really efficient in the morning. I'm not great in the afternoon. So I try to stack my morning with the focused work that I need to do. And then I put in a little break for some exercise, throw in a load of laundry, empty the dishwasher, do the dishes, and then go back up to my office, try to work some more, and then it's lunchtime. During lunch, I go to the kitchen, I eat my lunch, and I actually watch a little Netflix because for me as a casting director, I technically am doing work when I'm watching TV, but also to give my brain a little bit of a break. The afternoon is different. It's oftentimes when I'm on phone calls, Zoom coaching with clients, doing social media for my businesses, for my book, for casting, for my classes. It's kind of my like, my brain is not as crystal clear as it is between those beautiful hours of like 7 in the morning through about noon. So I use my afternoons to return emails and do some of the busy admin work that I need to do. I also keep a yoga mat close by. I find that even a burst of 10 minutes of doing some stretching, some ab work, an online yoga or Physique 57 class really can help. And even just doing a little downward dog or 10 jumping jacks or jump rope can also get me re-energized. So if you can put in a little time for exercise, whether it's running up and down the stairs or walking around the corner to CVS, or just walking around the corner now and not even going inside anywhere, I think that's really great too. And then, of course, you know, it's time to make dinner. So we're not talking about, you know, 24 hours here. We're really just talking about how to manage your time now that you're working from home. There are so many pluses working from home. You're saving money on lunch. You don't have to take public transportation. You don't have to necessarily put on your makeup and blow dry your hair as if you're going to work. Those are some of the pluses. The minuses can be that you're like in your workout clothes, you know, for the whole day because you don't get around taking a shower. And I definitely suggest it's really important to take a shower, walk around the block, get some air, and try to feel like you're, you know, dressed. It's important to get dressed. you also don't want to like overeat and linger in the kitchen too long because you're not going to do that at your desk at the office. So try not to do that now. And of course, you can't have your glass of wine until at least 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You have to be really, really disciplined not to get sucked into television and the couch and taking a nap unless that is what your body is requiring of you from the day. So I hope that this is helpful. I wish everybody so much luck working from home. I love it. There are days when I love it. There are days when I am so excited to go to a casting session, get out of the house. And so it's just going to be highs and lows and ups and downs and some good days and some challenging days ahead in every way. But at least if you can find a space in your home, close a door if you can, put your computer on a solid piece of furniture so it's not being carried around from room to room. I am hopeful you will find some productivity and some happiness. And bonus, you get to spend time with the kids and your spouse and your roommates if you have them. So we'll take a quick break and then we'll go into our episode for the week. Hi, everybody. Now we're actually going to officially begin. It's 2:07. We have a bunch of people on this Zoom call. And what I'd love to do for just a few minutes is talk a little bit about what's going on in the state of the world and in show business. We're all obviously having new challenges presented to us moment by moment by moment. We all know how stressful it is. And I thought it would be great to gather the community together and have a little chat and try to find some hope and ways that we can get through this trying time. So I'm going to share my screen with a presentation that I have for you guys and stand by for my screen. So can everybody see, does everybody see Jen Rudin with the red glasses? Okay. Let's see. So here's my official presentation. So I know most of you, I am Jen Rudin, I'm a casting director and I am an author. Most of you know some of my work. I wrote Confessions of a Casting Director, help actors land any role with secrets from inside the audition room. It's also a podcast. Been a casting director for about 20 years. Worked at Disney for 7. I was head of casting for Disney Feature Animation in Burbank from 2002 to 2007, and then moved back to New York to oversee the Broadway division. I'm currently casting some commercials and a Netflix animated series, and I work in New York and Los Angeles. Your kids can follow me if they don't already at Rudin J. Here's my book cover. And now Confessions of a Casting Director is also a podcast, so you can listen to it wherever you listen to your podcasts. So as we all know, Broadway and film and TV and the world pretty much are shut down and delayed for the moment. But please be hopeful that the world will resume and the world will start up again. And all of our auditions and all of the movies and all of the theater projects and everything we have going on will begin again. We just don't know when. So how can we keep young actors focused while they are home for an extended period of time? This is the million-dollar question. And please start writing down some of your questions while I go through this. So here are some best practices I think are really helpful for young actors. Every day they're home, make a schedule and stick to it. Stick to your schedule. I make one every day. I'm sure you guys are making one every day. Stick to your schedule. Try to have the kids do their required schoolwork first, just like regular school. And because they're home, obviously your parents, you must monitor their screen time. Kids should do a little exercise when they can, a short walk, 10 jumping jacks. Sometimes I suggest the kids do 10 jumping jacks before they come into the audition room. Tap dance, do something active, walk up and down the stairs, run around in the backyard, get a little exercise. I think the kids at this point should read out loud every day for 15 minutes. And it doesn't matter if you have a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old. Reading out loud is so good for many reasons. It keeps you sharp for cold readings at future auditions when we give you a new script to suddenly look at. You can read to a younger sibling, read to a pet, see if you can keep their attention, read a book. The kids could read poetry or the cereal box, but read out loud. And maybe schedule some reading time as a family. Have your child write a short summary of the chapter they've just read, but keep reading. And here are some things that your kids can do for their acting career during this time that they have off from school. I'm a huge, huge journal keeper. I've been keeping diaries since I was 6 years old. So I encourage your kids, if they haven't already, to buy a notebook or find a notebook that's not filled and start an acting journal. So you could make a list of recent auditions and the kids can write in their journal about what was good, what was challenging, how did those auditions go, and start to keep a record of some of the experiences that they're having in the audition room.
Also, you can study an actor in a movie or a TV show you've recently seen. What is it about their performance that kept them engaged? And why do you think they got cast? So those are some cool things that kids can do during their time at home right now. Now, as Ellen Saucelli, the creator and founder of Stage Door Designs, said to me earlier today on the phone, get your digital house in order. So now is a great time to update your digital life, your reels, your resumes, actors' access profiles, getting your headshot and resume into one digital file, getting a new website. Ellen Saucelli and Stage Door Designs have designed my Jen Rudin casting website and also my Purple Glasses Productions website. Ellen and Carter Sale are amazing to work with, and Ellen is going to be featured in next week's podcast episode, but you can go to stagedoordesigns.com and check out some of the services that they offer. So getting your digital house in order is such a good thing to do right now while we're home getting organized. Get your headshots in order. So Douglas Gorenstein is the headshot photographer who did both the headshot for my book, Confessions of a Casting Director, and my new headshots, which you can see on jenrudincasting.com and are on my social media profiles. Doug Gorenstein is fantastic. You can click through douglasgorenstein.com and take a look at some of the headshots that he's done for young actors. And now, because you're parents and because I know so many of you, I have some tips and advice for you guys as well. The first thing I would say to you, and we can discuss this later when you all unmute and we have a little bit of a Q&A, is please don't get hysterical on social media. Monitor your own scrolling and trolling just the same way that you're going to monitor your kids' time on screen. Social media, in my humble opinion, equals compare plus despair. And I'm going to go into this a little bit more in detail in a future podcast episode. Yes, we need to keep up with the news, but we don't need to mindlessly scroll, because just like there's nothing another actor can say to you at an audition that will make you feel better, social media can spike our anxiety really fast, right? I'm sure everybody can agree, and we can talk about this more in our group conversation. So, one more thing about social media before I move on to some other topics. Yes, we're all connected on social media right now because we have to socially distance ourselves, but just be careful how much time you spend on it and try not to let other people's posts get you crazy, right? We got to stay calm for our kids right now. We got to stay calm in this changing environment. And so if you're going to scroll around social media, make sure that there's some news feeds in there as well, Washington Post, the New York Times, that are legitimate for you guys. So some of the other things I've seen going on social media is that suddenly everybody wants to be an audition coach, and people that may not be qualified or don't have the legitimate credentials are suddenly advertising that they are doing audition coaching. So I would just encourage all of you guys to trust your current acting, dance, and vocal teachers. For many of you whose kids I do coach, now is not the time, I think, to start with new people. It's the time to really work on skills that we've already got a foundation built upon. So for parents, again, here's a few tips on how to take care of yourself every day. I think during this time, because we're all home, we can set some goals for ourselves. We can set some ambitious goals, set a medium goal, and a fun goal. So like an ambitious goal for the whole family and for yourself could be to clean out the basement or the attic and actually try to get the kids to help a little bit. I think that sounds like a fun one. A medium goal might be something that you want to do for yourself, like let yourself read a book, write down three things that you're grateful for every day, the health of your kids, the fact that, you know, you've got some toilet paper in the basement, the fact that you're spending some time with the kids you didn't expect to have. Some people have suggested keeping a stress diary to just get the stress out of your brain and get it onto paper and identify patterns that aren't working for you. You can keep a stress diary if that's useful for you. And then here's a fun goal. Last night, my husband and I looked at a bunch of old photos from my phone projected to the TV screen from different family events and vacations. And we were so happy to be taken back to some of our happier times. You could do some online exercise videos. A lot of people are doing videos for free. I can also send resources on that. And of course, podcasts are great to listen to, including Confessions of a Casting Director, the Happier podcast that Gretchen Rubin hosts, who wrote The Happiness Project, and Little Known Facts, my friend Alana Levine, who is a great actress. I've actually been a guest on her podcast. So I've got some new classes that we're going to do via Zoom over the next couple of weeks, and you're hearing from me first before I post anything. Obviously, it's a different format than our in-person classes, but I'm super excited to share a bunch of these cool ideas I've had brewing in my head. So I am going to be offering a brand new class via Zoom called TV Acting Analysis. Students are going to watch a TV show before the class meets, answer my questions in advance, and then we're all going to join in Zoom for a discussion. So the younger kids, ages 8 to 12, are going to watch the pilot episode of Disney's Bunked, and ages 13 to 17 are going to watch the pilot episode of ABC Family's The Fosters. I'm splitting this into ages because of the content. Bunked is obviously a comedy for the younger ones. The Fosters is tweens and up. Spots are super limited to only 6 students per class, and all the shows will be available for you to watch on Netflix. So that's the first class that I'm so excited about. The second class I'm going to be doing is similar to some of the on-camera classes that you guys have taken with me before. We're limiting the spots from usually like 8 to 10 in a live class. We're going to do 6 students per class. We're also going to sort out ages 8 to 12 and then another class for 13 to 17. And scenes will be sent in advance, and I will put more of that in my show notes and on Eventbrite. And finally, a monologue analysis class. So you can either work on a monologue you've already been working on, or you can work on something new and expand. And this will be also a small group, and I can send monologue choices in advance. So those are some of the cool classes that I'm going to be teaching in the next couple of weeks while everybody's at home. Of course, I've been doing a lot of coaching for the past 10 years. You can book a private session. We can do animation and voiceover. We can do some on-camera work. We can do monologues. I offer career coaching for actors of all ages and parent coaching, and you can just email me at jenrudencasting.com to schedule. Photo credit here by Douglas Gorenstein, and that is my presentation. So I'm going to stop the share, and everybody can unmute yourselves. And we can do a little Q&A. So I hope that was helpful. Yes, was that helpful? Are people excited? Are people going to do their gratitude and or stress journal? How many people are going to do a gratitude / stress journal? Yeah, I mean, I think it's really incredibly important to get your feelings out at this time. So a few of you emailed me some questions in advance, so I actually want to address those questions. And then feel free to shoot me a note via chat if you have a question of your own that you would like to ask. One of the moms emailed me about self-taping and the crazy million-dollar question of that full body slate that they need to see in the self-tapes. Boy, oh boy. So I just want to say for Trisha, because I know that you emailed me, I do have a full episode on my podcast about self-taping. And I think we can do a follow-up chat about self-taping because it's the wave of the future. It was before and it's going to be now. And when you do need to do that full body, I highly suggest that you get a photo in your next headshot session with your photographer that just is the full body. And then you can just insert that into the edit that you're doing on iMovie. So I hope that's helpful. Why do we do the full body? Because everybody in Los Angeles wants to see what people look like, right? They want to see that your kids have hands and toes and all of that. So I hope that was helpful. Okay. When will the classes be available to sign up for? I would say end of day today. And I will make sure that everybody who's on this Zoom gets first dibs before I publicize them. Okay. Since you guys joined the group. The cost, I'm still trying to figure that out, Kim. And everybody else who has asked me about the costs are going to be lower than my in-person. For everybody who's taken it in person with me, you know that we have the video camera and I end up sending you guys the tapes afterwards and you get the tapes as part of the fee that you pay. Obviously, in a Zoom situation, we're not going to be doing that formal taping. We can talk through it. So they're going to be cheaper than my usual on-camera classes and I will figure that out. Good question about... from Daphne from North Carolina, what kind of lighting should a parent purchase? So it sounds like self-taping is definitely a very popular question. I don't think you have to go crazy on the self-tapes. I really don't. You have to remember, folks, that the self-tape is our very first opportunity to see your kids. And then, God willing, give them a call back and then we will meet them in person. I think natural lighting is great. I don't think you have to spend a gazillion dollars on the lighting. I think you have to spend time coaching the scene with me or getting your child ready and memorized so that they give an amazing, amazing performance in the self-tape. Right? Because even if it looks beautiful and is well lit, if they don't know their lines and they're not giving a great, audition take or interpretation of the scene, it doesn't really matter how technically beautiful it is. But I think we'll talk more about self-taping. So the time slots for the classes, that's actually a really good question. I think you guys can email me what would work best. My sense is that the kids are doing school during school hours so that classes could take place at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. What do people say? You can unmute yourself if you want to talk.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I think anywhere from like 2 or 3, even a little earlier before dinner time, I think would be great too.
Yeah, thanks, Sue. I think before dinner time is perfect. I was thinking like 4 o'clock, 4:30, because I want the kids to feel that they've had a regular day of school and also exercise and have lunch, take a little break, and then do our class. So yeah, we'll be before dinner. As you all know, with my private coaching, I make myself available at all hours of the day, depending on the craziness of the audition. So I've done some FaceTimes and Zooms with people here at 8 in the morning, and I've done stuff at 9 o'clock at night. So it really just depends. But I think for these classes, we'll do we'll probably be doing like 3 or 4 o'clock. And I think they're going to be about an hour, hour and a half, right? Normally my classes are 2 hours, but because we're doing this Zoom thing for everybody's attention, we'll keep them to be shorter. Great, 3 or 4. And I will keep in mind both coasts for those people that are in Texas and California. I will keep that in mind. So maybe it really is, 5 o'clock is a good time. Or 4 o'clock, and then, or we'll have our California people just get one group on their own because of the time difference. If we do weekends, and weekends, are people thinking, because, normally my classes are on the weekends. Do people want them to maybe be a weekend option as well?
Yeah, I think weekends could be good.
I mean, it feels like every day is, I don't even know what day it is when I wake up. So yes.
I would appreciate a filler probably around that witching hour, 3 o'clock during a weekday, just because, a kid's only going to want to do so much schoolwork while they're at home and they have like 3-4 weeks off to finish all their packet, So maybe having a little schedule with acting aside from auditioning.
I think that sounds great. And that will also be a really nice break in their day too, because we're not robots, right? We're human beings, which is why I talked about in my little presentation, which I'll send to all of you guys so you have it. It's like, we need to balance ourselves, right? We have to take a shower. We can't sit in our yoga clothes all day. I mean, you can if you want to on one day, but we really need to sort of like put on our lipstick and like feel like we're having a work day, but we also need to balance things out, right? And so that a walk. And listen, I work from home. I've been working from home for 10 years. And it's very interesting for all my Netflix colleagues and the talent agents that are all now starting to work from home, because they're like, how's it going to happen? And I said, you have to be so disciplined with working from home. You have to be disciplined that you don't watch TV all day. But certainly when I go down to the kitchen for lunch, I do watch 10 minutes of TV. Weekends would work too. Yeah, afternoon weekends. I think this is great. We can definitely, be flexible. And hopefully these Zoom classes, they'll be, you know, 2 weeks, and hopefully we'll all be going back to normal really soon. So, yes.
Touch base a little bit or send me some information regarding your voiceover coaching or if you're doing any voiceover
classes. Yeah. Sue, was that you?
Yes.
Tenley's mom. Okay. Yeah. So here's the thing with the voiceover coaching. And so Ellie Grace, my friend who's in Texas, who I think is on this call, you know, we've been doing a ton of voiceover coaching and we can do it for cheap, which means you don't have to go into a recording studio and spend a lot of money with the engineer. You guys have phones. The kids have phones. So what happens with the voiceover coaching is I send some commercial copy in advance. I also send some animation in advance. And the kids can choose a couple commercials to start as a warm up, as it were. And then we do some animation and we could do a half hour coaching. We can do an hour coaching. I also have taught some people how to use their voice recorder apps on the phone, how to actually make an MP3, how to actually figure out how to quote unquote edit their MP3. But because everybody has their own phone, we can certainly do the coaching that way. And it's super fun.
Okay, I'm very interested in that, so I'd love to get some information.
Yeah, great. And, you know, as you all know, my sweet spot in casting is animation. It's currently, I'm on this Netflix show now, casting voices, and it's so much fun. And it's also really fun for kids, because when I was a child actor, that was the least of all the evils, if you will, was doing voiceover auditions and bookings, because I didn't have to, it didn't matter what you look like and it wasn't about matching you up to a family. So it's sort of the least of the evils, I think. And current auditions, if you've got a current voiceover audition, I absolutely can coach you. And what I've done recently with some clients is we do a half hour coaching and then 15 minutes into the coaching, I mute myself and the child can actually start recording their actual audition. And then you can send me three choices and I can help you choose which one to send to me. Yeah, it's super fun. And you know, what's challenging about these times in general, forgetting the virus, is that the parents now have to suddenly be director, camera woman, editor, direct a scene partner and putting it all together for everybody, and it puts a lot of pressure on you guys. And voiceovers is a completely different beat. So I do think that if you have a really another question that's coming in, is this a good time to build a voiceover reel too? Let me ask you all to mute yourselves unless you want to ask me a question. How about that?
Thank you.
Everybody mute. And then if you want to ask a question, you can unmute yourself. Okay. There's a lot of echoing.
If your Vex is more about continuing to use the battery, please remove your battery prior to checking your battery on the gate. If you have any other questions,
okay. So everybody's muted again. Thank you very much. It's like quiet again. Voiceover auditions are super fun. I do not recommend that this is a time to build a voiceover reel. I just isn't, because that would mean going into a professional recording studio, which would mean more of the germs. So no, I don't think this is a time to build VO reels unless your child has already done 12 commercials and then you could try to build the reels. But, you know, I think keep your goals. I know I talked about ambitious goals, medium goals, and fun goals, but keep your goals realistic. So if your ambitious goal is to get a website built over the next couple of weeks and work with Ellen Saucelli at Stager Designs, that's a fantastic goal. That's a really ambitious goal. If your ambitious goal is to take all the clips that you have from your child's various film and TV things and put that into a reel, that's a really ambitious goal, right? And then the fun goals are walking with your kids outside, teaching them how to cook. So let's all mute. A few more people still need to mute. And yes, the Shure microphone. Yes, Kelly Hodges. So I want to thank Jennifer Davidson publicly, who's on this Zoom, because she showed me this amazing little that plugs right into your phone, and I can send the link. It's just incredible if you guys can see it.
Jen, I just put the link in the email.
Fantastic. Yeah. And so the trick is that you have to take your iPhone case off, as Diana Davidson and I have discovered in our private voiceover sessions, in order to stick this adorable microphone into it. So yeah. Yeah, it's a great little microphone. I'm telling you, your kids are in a world now where technology can really help you with all of the acting careers. Okay.
I had a question.
Yeah.
On how to make our kids deal with all of the disappointments of their cancellations. This month was a big month, you know, for Emory, and I'm sure it was for a lot of people with new shows and different things going on. Just actually while we were on the computer with you right now, she was going to be at Indiana Repertoire. That just got canceled right now. So, you know, I think teaching them how to deal with all the disappointments of things. Do you have any suggestions or any, you know, anything that you could tell the kids?
Yeah, I mean, that is a great question, Stephanie. That's Stephanie Emery's mom from Indiana. I know there's so many disappointments. The thing is that there's already many disappointments in this acting career that they've chosen. There's a lot of rejection. There's a lot of highs and lows, right? Exciting things that can happen and then they don't happen, or you get really close for something. I think it's really a teaching moment, you know? Everybody, many of us were around a 9/11 and we remember all the repercussions of everything that got canceled and everything that changed. I hate to make that comparison, although feels a little close to me because I was here and working during that time. You know, I think the other thing is, you know, we make plans, God laughs, or, you know, you make plans and, you know, God closes a window or opens a door, he closes a window. You know, I think things will get back up again if that helps at all for the kids. It's just at the moment they're not. But it will pass. It has to pass and it will. Do any other parents want to unmute and maybe explain how they've been handling the disappointments with their kids?
I have one. So Tenley was supposed to be filming two different projects today and she was really excited about it because it was, you know, she finally wasn't sick or dying. They were really fun, energetic projects. And so anyway, we just talked a lot about how this is preventing, and we're working as a community and as a nation, as a world, to really just protect each other. And that, it, you know, even if these projects get lost by the wayside, it doesn't mean that you were specifically not included in the project. It just means together, as a crew, as a cast, as a team, we all made a very brave decision to protect each other and stop the spreading of the virus.
I think that's wonderful. And that's Sue Kellogg. That's Tenley's mom in Michigan. I think that's wonderful because it's true. We're all in this together. I hate to quote the High School Musical song that I, you know, worked on that show, know that show very well, but this has affected every single person. So it's not like somebody else, Emery, is going to go do that part that you really wanted or some other girl got the role. It's that we're all taking protective measures so that we can all be healthy. I think that's wonderful, Sue. I think that's a really good way to view it, is that we're all doing this to be, you know, to protect each other and to make it a healthier place. I ride the New York City subway every day, and I have to tell you, my whole life I've spent with Purell and Altoids. I don't leave the house without my Purell. If I leave the house without my Purell, I stop and buy some. So I've always been very aware of germs, perhaps from my first husband, who was very germ phobic, but we are trying to protect ourselves. Do any other parents want to share about how they've handled explaining some of the disappointment to
you? You know, I'd like to share. Today, Sophia, we did not get an announcement from school, and Sophia is trucking hard to graduate. So she's scheduled to graduate a year early, and what happened was she went to school and somebody met her at the door saying, and she goes to an alternative school out here in California so that she can work. and then also go to school. And she went in to turn in her work and was devastated that the doors were closed. Somebody met her at the door. She's not home yet, and she was extremely upset. So there are a lot of disappointments, but what I will say is that the years of her being engaged with this and auditioning and that kind of thing, it's like, okay, let's pick up, like, what do we do now? You know, right. So what can we do as far as getting your message out, as far as, you know, keeping you on track for what it is that you need to do? My son, who you guys may have just seen, there's a national commercial going on right now with him. And he also knows that he was scheduled to film a World War II film in LA tomorrow, and then that production's been ceased. So the children, I think, are supporting each other in it. And I think that they're talking about what they want to record and what they want to do and projects that they want to do on their own. And I think that's exciting. But I also think that it's years of disappointment in this industry with my 16-year-old who is pushing hard to work as an 18-year-old here in the LA market and needing that for her pilot season and her growth from what she's hearing from agents and alike.
Yeah. And at the LA market, I mean, it's a whole other conversation that we can have, but yeah, this is a really good time. You know, every time I start coaching with kids privately, I always encourage them to do a little TV watching. And of course I involve the parents in the conversation because I'm not their parent, but I say, you know, if you're going to be a professional actor, start to research and have a point of view and an opinion about what makes some of these actors that you love great. So this, again, we'll be doing this in some of the classes, but it is like, who is your favorite actor on TV and what is it about them that keeps you watching, right? And so this is a time now where you can make the TV viewing, the episode viewing, include some homework, right? So they're not just watching Disney Channel because you got Disney Plus and there's nothing else to do. They're actually watching Hannah Montana or, you know, Bunked or Stuck in the Middle with a clear idea of, now I'm looking at them from an acting point of view. How did Jenna get cast on Stuck in the Middle, which is a show I worked on? Certainly Marianne, for Michelle, I know she's a college student and some of you have college students, she can also be doing these exercises herself, right? Watching some TV to understand, why did they get the part? What is it about them? So making your kids, certainly for Sophia in LA as well, like using this time to really be analytical and do some research and do some rigor about some of these kids on TV these days. And what is it that you think, like, what is that it thing that we talk about? Or what is it that they walk in and you can't take your eyes off of them? How about other questions or other ways that we're comforting our kids through the disappointment? So I know Sammy Bray, I see Dana there. So Sammy was just doing the Sarah Silverman musical, yes? So how are you feeling with this now?
Well, I'm definitely disappointed that it got delayed a month, but I do know that it's happening in a month. So I feel like I'm a little more lucky than most of the people who had things get canceled.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good news. Yeah. And listen, everybody wants the world to start up again. Believe me, the agents, the Netflix executives I'm dealing with, everybody. So rest assured, we're just in a temporary moment in time. And that's a positive, good outlook about that. Other questions?
Yes. Sophia just submitted to
Hi, Sophia.
She just submitted to Bonnie a voiceover that we had to do an NDA on, but are they actually working with casting, or what's going on with that?
That's a good question. Yeah. So I was in LA last week with my Netflix callbacks for the show, and we got some approvals on Friday for some actors that we're going to hire. I don't have any kids in this show, unfortunately. It's all adults. And we're going to move forward with their offers that we got approved. We're being told by the talent agents to just, like, not rush it right now, that some of the people aren't really focusing on you know, incoming offers for projects. But the casting directors, you know, we've been working remotely in a strange way for a couple of years now with the self-tapes. The self-tapes for live action, the self-tapes for animation. So I think we're all just going to continue to do that for the moment on our projects, which again is why we all need to get back together and do a big self-taping discussion. since that is putting pressure on parents. So yeah, I'm sure Bonnie is collecting her MP3s and sending them off to the casting director, and whether or not the casting director for that NDA project is ready to share them with her client, who knows? I managed to get a lot of my stuff done last week, so I'm in a pretty good place with my project, but every single project is different. Every single project is different. So we have a couple more minutes for some more questions. If it's a private question, you can privately message me.
I have a question. Yes. It's a thought for the moms and the kids out there. So, you know, all children are amazing and unique, and depending on what path, you know, these children choose, sports, you know, debate, whatever, you know, it all makes them unique. And it just so happens that us as a collaborative group today have some really unique children, because they're picking a sport, so to speak, that is mature for even the younger kids, like my daughter who's 11. And it's not like we have sports families that we can, you know, create and bond with at a sporting event. This is a very independent sport, so to speak.
Yes.
And I don't know about the children out there, but, you know, even when Tenley did theater, we had, you know, a community of people. But when, now that she's transitioned to film and commercial in the years that she's doing it now, it just gets lonely. And it's nice to know that there are other children out there that perhaps experience disappointment or don't get a call back or want to, you know, even embrace and congratulate each other. And so I don't know if other parents out there, I monitor all of Tenley's social media pages, but I would be willing to create a very private social media page where these kids under parental guidance could come together and support create a community of support.
I think that's mm-hmm. beautiful, Sue. And you know, I always make the comparison when I meet parents, especially parents that are sort of, you know, accountants or, you know, business people, that like, I always say, like, it's not signing up for the soccer team where you are baseball, where you are, you get the uniform and you get the schedule and you're guaranteed to have 12 games on Saturdays. This is like you rehearse and you spend money on coaching and you work really hard and then you don't get it. And then what happens? I think it's a great idea. I have often wanted to have a support group for young actors where we can speak about the different challenges. And also the question I raise is, how can we support each other when technically everyone's competing for the same role?
That's my point, is that nobody's high-fiving each other. And like,
that's right.
I should even give an opportunity to say, oh man, we went for the same role. Congratulations, I'm so proud of you.
Right, and what I found from my own experience in the 1980s, back 1,000 years ago, when some of you are alive, I found that my true friends, the good friends, were the ones that I was really happy for. And the mean girls that were mean at the auditions and trying to distract me were the ones, when they got the part, I was incensed, you know, because that's just a natural emotion. So as I always have said constantly in Confessions of a Casting Director, to be aware of that waiting room, to be a nice person, to treat other people with respect. It's easier said than done. And we all know what happens in those waiting rooms, which is why there's an entire chapter in the book called The Politics of the Waiting Room, because it's just a brutal, scary pressure cooker. But if Tenley's mom, I think that is a beautiful suggestion. If people would like to maybe join a conversation or a Zoom chat where the young actors can talk about some of their experiences, you can just email me, jenrudencasting@gmail.com, let me know that you'd like to do that and we can talk about that, Sue. I think that's great.
That's awesome.
For the kids. You know, I am so, I love the young actors that I work with, and I also am so intrigued by how they can go to school and have real school and then have this amazing, you know, moment on stage at night. If any of you listened to my interview on episode 10 of the podcast with Rachel Reshef, the girl did like, now she's 19, she did like 5 Broadway shows before she went to college and somehow went to sleep every night after Billy Elliot and woke up and went to school the next day. It's just amazing. So we can talk more about that here. Last couple questions. I definitely think we should do a follow-up to discuss self-taping because that's the $1 million thing right now. Any other things we can do for our kids now during this time when everybody's at home?
I thought that I talked with my daughter about just make sure that you're really on top of your book, your monologues and everything, just so that when you're ready to go, because when it does, when the world gets back to normal, and it will get back to normal, I think that all of these kids are going to be a lot busier because of projects that either have been rescheduled, which now you're going to find kids who were booked might not be available because other projects that were further out. So, you know, trying to look for like the silver lining, so to speak, so that maybe like, okay, while it's disappointing right now that this show that you were just supposed to be in has been canceled, knowing further down the road, something else that you know one of your friends is now going into something else later on, well, when their next project, which will now be rescheduled somewhere else, they're going to need other kids fill in. So, you know, you may find, we said like, you may find that there's going to be even more opportunities and there's going to be such a rush to fill things in a quicker fashion. So the more you do now and stay on top of it, just like your schoolwork, like if you stay on top of it, you're fine. If you sort of just lay around, then, you know, not that these kids are laying around, because I don't think these kids tend to do that, but that was more how we chose to handle it. And look, these kids all understand, they see like schools being closed down, everything is shut down. There's a big reason and a big, you know, that doesn't normally typically happen. So, you know, we just said, just make sure every day you're just keeping on top of everything. Or if there's a new song you wanted to learn, now's the great time to work on it and get that in your audition book. So that the next time you are called in, it's there and it's ready to go. You're not scrambling.
Yeah, it's sort of like I remember once I had a trip to LA canceled and I called my mother and I said, wow, it's like I have 3 days of my life back that I didn't expect to have. What can I do with those 3 days? You know, I could learn to cook, which would make my husband very happy. I could learn to, or I could completely clean up the office. I can do some skills that I can learn, Audacity and more recording for my podcast. There's things that we can do. So I want to conclude with a couple of things that we discussed in my little presentation. Setting goals, right? So everybody should be thinking about, you know, the ambitious goal, like Allison Sass just said, like an ambitious goal, like learning a new song to put into your binder. An ambitious goal, getting on the phone with Ellen Saucelli at Stage Door Designs and designing a website, or having Ellen help you, having Ellen design the website with your input. An ambitious goal, learning a Shakespeare monologue, because you might want to go to college one day, Sophia, and study some Shakespeare. Ambitious goals for the parents, read a book finally that you have been wanting to read, and I can give you some recommendations, believe me, of thrillers by women writers that have been great. Ambitious goal, clean up that basement and get the kids to help you. Ambitious goal, reorganize your office and digitize some stuff, get the kids to help you. So those are the ambitious goals. Remember, we talked about medium goals, something like I'm gonna keep a journal for a little bit. I'm gonna buy myself a notebook and I'm gonna write down 3 things I'm grateful for every morning and something that's stressing me out. For example, I keep a journal every morning. I write, I'm grateful for my husband to wake up with him every morning, and grateful for his strong coffee, and grateful for my health, right? Those are things, again, pre all this other stuff, but just those things I'm grateful for. And then what am I stressed out about? I'm stressed out about my stocks. I'm stressed out about, my bank account. I'm stressed out like everybody else about health. I'm nervous about my parents who are 80 and over. So that's my stress journal. And then there's my gratitude journal. And then my fun goal is, rewatch, Seinfeld, enjoy yourself. Hug your kids and go for a walk that you didn't expect to have, walk the dog, or get them to walk the dog. So this is just some fun stuff to kind of keep us optimistic. On the flip side, I would also say that if you want to do some private coaching, whether it's animation, voiceover, scene study, email me. I'm around. And as you know, I'm very loyal and happy to work around your schedules. And then if just everybody monitor your social media. Don't get sucked into all this crazy stuff that people are posting. Final questions, final thoughts. Yes, Ryan is there. You can unmute yourself. Oh. Hi. Unmute yourself. I'm gonna, there, I unmuted you. I think you're going to have to.
I see.
Got it. Yes, it works. Great. Hi.
Hi. So this is a time where, like, everyone's stuck at home now, but thinking about where, like, we're not in this time where we actually can go to auditions or when we're self-taping, do you have any advice about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a temporary time, you know? You just got a puppy, right? So
yeah.
Isn't that an amazing time to be home? You know, I try to always see the positive, which is why I think my husband likes me, because he goes to the dark and I stay hopeful. Yeah. So you're at home, you know, so you better train that puppy so that it knows what to do. This is your time at home. I mean, you can't spend the whole day with the puppy, but like, try to put that positive spin on it, right? Clean your room, you know, train the puppy. Your mom is like nodding at me.
For more episodes of Confessions of a Casting Director, go to jenrudencasting.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcast fix. And please subscribe, rate, and review our show. We've also got some fun online classes coming up for young actors in voiceover and animation, TV acting analysis, and monologues. All classes are online via Zoom and at reduced prices. You can check out the classes and sign up at jenrudencasting.com/classes-coaching. So if you love the show as much as I love doing it, please support us with a contribution or a review. You can find the link to contribute at jenrudencasting.com/podcast and support us through Patreon or PayPal. I promise another fun episode next Tuesday. Thank you for listening.